Hey, kids, it's almost Christmas time. And of course, we have a Christmas story for you today. Let's hear who the superstars are on this episode.
Hi, my name is Rebel. I'm 5 years old. I'm from United States. I like playing Legos and driving in my Power Wheels car with my little sister and playing with my train set. I listen to My Kids for Kids.
I'm Ellie, and I'm 6 years old, and I live in Ryan Turnbull, and I love dancing ballet.
You'd be interested to know, Ellie and her sister Myla wrote a quiz for this show. If you'd like to hear the quiz, listen after the story. Okay, so before we get on with the story, from all of us at BKFK, thank you so much for being part of the BKFK community. We love producing our stories for you, and we hope to do many more next year. From all of us, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The Christmas Race. Once upon a time, in the North Pole, lived the most beloved and busiest man of all, Santa Claus. Santa was known far and wide as the jolly old fellow who brought gifts to all the good children on Christmas Eve. His cozy home was bustling with joyous elves who worked tirelessly to craft toys, and a magnificent team of reindeer that pulled his magical sleigh. But this story begins on the day before Christmas, when a most unexpected adventure unfolded. In the heart of the North Pole, there was a cavern carved from ice, a place where icicles glistened like diamonds, and the air was crisp and clear. This was where the most mischievous ice troll named Frosty lived. Frosty was a sight to behold, for he was made entirely of ice, his body sparkling with a deep, glowing blue. His sharp icicle teeth gleamed like polished diamonds, and his eyes shone like the clearest icebergs. Frosty had long, slender fingers that could freeze even the warmest of hearts, and his smile was like a mischievous frosty grin. Now, Frosty had heard stories of Santa's magical sleigh, and the idea of taking it for a joyride filled his icy heart with glee. So, on the day before Christmas, when Santa was busy checking his sleigh, Frosty decided to seize the opportunity for some icy mischief. With a sly grin, Frosty tiptoed into Santa's workshop, his icy breath creating frosty patterns in the air. He crept past the bustling elves and made his way to the magical sleigh. As he reached it, he couldn't contain his excitement and whispered to himself in a rhyming chant.
Ho, 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 how fast I go. With Santa's sleigh, I'll steal the show.
Frosty hopped into the driver's seat, gripping the reins with his frosty fingers. He called out to the reindeer.
My chilly friend, let's take to the sky and show Santa how fast we can go.
Without a moment's hesitation, the reindeer obeyed, and Santa's sleigh, with Frosty at the helm, soared into the frosty night sky. Santa had just stepped outside, and his eyes widened with shock as he watched his beloved sleigh vanish into the starry sky.
Oh my jolly goodness, my sleigh!
Santa exclaimed, his rosy cheeks now pale with worry. He knew that the fate of Christmas was in jeopardy. Desperation tugged at Santa's heart as he realized that without his sleigh, he wouldn't be able to deliver his gifts to all the children. Panic surged through him as he thought about the disappointed faces of boys and girls who might not receive their presents. Santa rummaged through the towering stacks of presents he was meant to deliver.
"It must be here somewhere,"
he muttered. Among them, he spotted an odd package wrapped in festive papers.
"Aha! Just what I'm looking for."
He tore open the wrapping and found a shiny witch's broomstick. Without a second thought, he hopped onto it, determined to chase down the mischievous Frosty. As Santa soared through the icy northern skies, he called out to Frosty,
"Hey there, you mischievous troll. Return my sleigh immediately."
Frosty, who was having the time of his life, looked down with a frosty grin and sang in his icy voice,
"Ho, ho, ho, how fast I go. Santa, my dear, you're much too slow."
Santa had an idea.
"Okay, then I challenge you to a race."
"A race? I have no fear of you, Santa. How far would you like to go?"
"How about the Sahara Desert?"
"Challenge accepted,"
shouted Frosty as he whizzed ahead. And so the race was on. They zoomed through the wintry skies, their laughter echoing through the starry night. The northern lights danced above them like magical tapestry, creating a breathtaking backdrop for their race. As they whizzed past snow-covered mountains, glided over frozen lakes, and whooshed through quaint villages, children below cheered them on. For most of the race, Frosty was ahead. He sang his rhyming chant over and over.
"Ho, ho, ho, how fast I go."
But Santa never gave up, clutching the broomstick with all his might, his white beard and hair streaming behind him like a snowy banner. As they approached the scorching sands of the Sahara, Frosty's icy body began to glisten and his frozen features turned watery. He cried out,
"Oh, my icicles! I'm melting!"
Santa too felt the intense heat as they entered the desert. His red suit became unbearably hot and he realized he had to shed some layers. With a chuckle, he removed his red jacket, revealing a pair of red shorts underneath. Now Santa Claus, the jolly man with the white beard and the white hair, was flying through the sky in just a pair of red shorts. He looked quite silly, but he didn't mind. Frosty pushed himself to go faster, but the relentless desert sun was just too much. Just as they reached the Sahara Desert, he melted completely, leaving only a soggy hat behind. Santa landed gently on the hot desert sands, panting and sweating. He couldn't help but laugh at himself, a chubby man in red shorts with his beard and hair flowing behind him. He looked quite the sight, but he didn't have time to dwell on it. He scooped up the watery remains of Frosty and poured the water into an old bottle, which he tossed into the back of the sleigh. With determination, he jumped in, took the reins, and soared back to the North Pole. There, he gathered all the presents, knowing that he had to save Christmas for all the children who had been good all year. With the speed of a comet, he delivered gifts to every corner of the world, ensuring that Christmas was as magical as ever. As children woke up on Christmas morning to find their presents, they laughed, they cheered, and they danced with joy. Santa Claus had saved Christmas once again. And as for Frosty, well, Santa used his magic to restore him to his icy form and sent him back to his frozen mountain home. Frosty learned that while mischief could be fun, bringing happiness to others was even more rewarding. So, remember that Christmas is not just about gifts and presents. It's about the joy of giving, the warmth of friendship, and the magic of believing.
Okay, time for the quiz. Written and performed by Ellie and Myla.
Where does Santa Claus live? Santa Claus lives at the North Pole. Who is Frosty? Frosty is an ice troll who lives in a cover made out of ice. What did Frosty want to do with Santa's sleigh? He wanted to take it for a joyride. What did Frosty say as he hopped into the driver's seat of Santa's sleigh? Up, up, my chilly friends. Let's take to the skies and show Santa how fast we can go. What was Santa's reaction as he saw that his sleigh was taken away? He was in shock and he said, "Oh my jolly goodness, my sleigh!" What did Santa find among the towering stacks of presents? Santa found a shiny witch's broomstick. What did Santa challenge Frosty to? Santa challenged Frosty to a race.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.